Welcome to Endometriosis Journey to Butterfly. I am Latisha. First off, I can't believe that we are in October. This year has been so different than previous years. But we are in October, which means we only have a few months to go to finish up this year. And hopefully you are starting to think about things that you want to do to change your life, different ideas. But today we're going to talk about self-care. Self-care is something I've talked about many times, and it's been on my mind because we are still in a pandemic. And even though some people have gone back to their jobs, some people still haven't gone back to their jobs, and things are just a little different as well as stressful. So you need to make sure you take care of yourself, not just because we have a pandemic going on, but that is part of it. But just make sure that you take time for yourself to do what you need to do. So I know I've mentioned so many times about journaling and how I wanted to try it and all of that. Well, finally tried journaling. So I have to say that I started journaling probably a couple of weeks ago now. So I started journaling probably probably about a couple of weeks ago. I don't have a method. I do, but I don't. When I first started journaling, I journaled for like, I think I journaled on like Saturday night or Sunday or something, and like journaled the different things, good and bad, for the week. So that's how I first started out. And then I've journaled a couple specific days since then. So it's not something that I do every day, but it is something that I do at least every week. So it's turned into a weekly thing, not a daily thing, but that's fine. I really don't have any prompts per se. I just write down what I'm feeling, or what's going on with me, all of that. Like, I had a dream. I wrote about my dream one of the weeks. One of the days that I wrote during the week, it was about a dream that I remembered vividly. And sometimes I remember dreams vividly and sometimes I didn't, but I remember this dream vividly, so I decided I'd write about that. So honestly, your journal, you write it how you want to. Some people journal every day, some people journal every night. It's just up to you. But I do have to tell you, journaling is so freeing, honestly. If you're someone like me, I'm an overthinker, you can write your thoughts. Honestly, once you start writing, for me anyway, my thoughts come pretty freely, so I can write things out, and then it's like you're pretty done with them at that point after you have written them down, or I am anyway. So that's just how I did it. I've got to be honest, I didn't know this previously, but I am a writer. When I write my journal, whether it's for the week or the day, I do normally have 2 pages, so lots of information. Make sure your book is a decent size. It does not tell me, honestly, how many pages my journal is, but it looks like I have a lot of pages. It's a hardback. I like that. Size is probably, I don't know, what am I going to go? I have a small calendar, but it's a little smaller. It's the right size. I mean, if need be, honestly, I could put it in my purse and take it with me if I wanted to journal, like, on the go. And I could do that. It would fit in my purse. So that's just something I finally, you know, I said I'm gonna journal, so I just decided to journal. Now I have I do have a couple different journals per se to work with, and then I just, you know, picked one and just started writing. Honestly, when I wrote my journal, I think the first time I probably wrote in the evening, but the other two times when I wrote during a day, like on a specific day, not writing for the whole week, then I wrote in the morning. For me, you know, either time works. I wrote in the morning then because I was thinking about it, and like I said, I was fresh off of a dream. And the other time I was just, you know, was just ready to write some stuff. So probably gonna write in the journal probably today, sometime this weekend, today, tomorrow. Even though I did write in the journal earlier in the week, I have some other things that I'd like to write down, so I'm gonna do that. So I want to know if any of you have journaled. Have you started journaling? Have you journaled in the past? What do you think about journaling? Some people do their journaling on Facebook, per se, in terms of telling stories or telling everything about themselves. But I prefer to write down my thoughts in a journal. There's nothing wrong with sharing. I mean, I do share specifically some things about endometriosis or entrepreneurship-wise things. I don't really share a lot of, like, personal information on Facebook, like a lot of people do. But that's just my personal preference. So it's like whatever you want to do. I want to hear from you, though, about, do you journal? Do you want to journal? Have you started journaling? And I honestly feel like journaling would have helped so much during the start of the pandemic, just because you could write down your different things. I mean, there's so many unknowns. I know, honestly, I was, not to get off topic too much from endometriosis, but I know that there's some things that I feel like I could have journaled about just during the pandemic that probably would have helped. Basically, my job shutting down was something I know we could talk about and write down. Honestly, not being able really to get into the doctor if you're having an endometriosis flare or problems with your period. I know I was having problems with my period during that time, and I know it took me a little while to get into the doctor. Honestly, first off, I think I've mentioned it before, first off, I had to do a virtual visit to see if it even warranted me coming in, because they were still, you know, technically on lockdown in the pandemic, where they, like, basically they just did virtual appointments. If you had an emergency, they would let you come to the office, but it was like they really kind of blocked you from coming in. Like, to even get a virtual appointment, I had to talk to, like, two people. Like, the scheduler had to question me, then she transferred me to someone else, she had to question me, and she finally, you know, gave the okay that yes, I could see the doctor virtually. And then they had to transfer me back to the scheduler, and I had to tell the scheduler that yes, she gave me the okay for her to schedule me, mind you, for a virtual appointment. So I'm not even going in the office, I'm at my house, and I have to go through all of this, I feel like, red tape to see the doctor virtually. So on the screen, I have to go through all this to see the doctor on the screen, you know, not even be near her, just see her on the screen. I have to go through all this. So honestly, journaling would have helped with that. Talking about what was, everything that was going on, how I was feeling and all of that. But just your whole thought process being on, I don't know about you, but I know for a while we were on, basically we were on mandatory Now I'm not thinking of the word. But we were basically stuck in the house, per se. We could only go out for, like, medicine, food. We had a doctor's appointment. And, of course, people could go out to work and all of that. And that lasted, I want to say, a little over 2 months, maybe? So that would have been a great time to journal about your thoughts and all of that. But honestly, you know, I'm a homebody anyway. I like being home. So, you know, that was that. I did, you know, of course, you know, miss the working, you know, seeing your friends, different things like that. But otherwise, you know, I'm someone who likes to stay home. I like to go out occasionally, but mainly I like to stay home. So, mainly a homebody. There's always something that can be done, I feel like, at home. So, journaling is definitely something that you should try. Another way to self-care is another way I've been doing self-care, and I've been doing this self-care for probably a couple months. I've been doing it for a couple months now, but I have done it two or three times in the past, so it's not something that's new to me. I want to say I started back in maybe maybe 2006. So it's something that I've done off and on for the last 14 years, which is go to a chiropractor. I know the chiropractor, people either love the chiropractor or they're kind of hesitant at the chiropractor. Honestly, I love the chiropractor. Chiropractor's great. Honestly, you can say I have never had a bad experience with the chiropractor, and I have gone to a couple different chiropractors. Honestly, I've gone to my first chiropractor was awesome, all of that. Ended up stopping working in the field, so I just ended up seeing another chiropractor that was in their office, so that worked out. Eventually, they stopped. They stopped being a chiropractic. So then, you know, you have to find someone else. What's going, you know, just different things in life. So chiropractic wasn't at the top of my list for some years. And then, you know, I'm like, I started a couple of years ago, and this and that. Then again, life got hectic. I can't remember exactly when I started back then. Maybe it was 17, somewhere in there. So I went for maybe year and a half, something like that. Then life got hectic, as we know, life gets hectic. And so I stopped going because just things in my life just didn't have time and all that. Basically, their schedule was basically the same schedule I was doing, and there was no way I could get there and all of that. So then I decided a couple months ago that I wanted to go back. Of course, I went back to the same person I seen a couple years ago. Great experience. Love it. So I like the whole chiropractic experience. I know for me personally, it helps. A lot of people I know are hesitant of, oh, the chiropractor, this and that. First off, you have to have, I feel like you've got to have a good chiropractor, first off. Second of all, you need to know what your body needs, what your issues are. Is it something that's constant? Is it something that just comes and goes? You know, different things like that. So, actually, I have a friend who, you know, was reading up about different things. Likes to read, like, basically books about alternative medicine, herbs, and all of that. So, she was talking to me about chiropractic, you know, she was telling me, oh, she read, or she mentioned to me about chiropractic. She's like, oh, I read about chiropractor, you know, I'd like to go, because she's never been. And she's like, have you been? I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been, I've been, I don't know, probably at this point, I've probably been over the course of the whole time I've been, probably over 100 times or more, probably. So it's been like 100, you know, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I've been over the time, I've probably been a whole bunch of times. So I'm like, yeah, you know, the chiropractor's cool, you know, this and that, you know, they can help you and all of that. And so I decided to try it, and I think, you know, I think she likes the chiropractor now. Just to get, you know, get an adjustment. I mean, whatever is bothering you, they can help. I just really like it. I am someone who thinks, you know, you should at least try it. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I think it's definitely something that is worth trying. Another thing, it doesn't really go along with chiropractic, but some chiropractors do it, is acupuncture. Oh my goodness. Acupuncture. Oh, I tried that one time. I tried that one time. Oh, years ago. Probably when I was going to my first chiropractor years ago, probably back in. I don't know what year I tried it. I don't know, maybe. Oh, wow. A long time ago. I don't know. Maybe. Late 2000s, early 2010, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly. I tried one needle. They did one acupuncture. They did acupuncture in one spot. So it was just one needle. And I was just kind of like, I was kind of freaked out about it, honestly. Not a fan of needles, honestly. So like I could see the needle and it's like it's just a weird feeling. But I know a lot of people who get relief from acupuncture, and it was just a weird experience for me, honestly. It was just something I'm like, oh, I want to try, what does it feel like, and all of that. So that's something else to think about. Now, I mean, ironically, there might be a spot or two that I might, you know, try acupuncture. I don't know, it kind of depends. Things are a lot different for me now, honestly, than they were back when I tried it then. So I might be willing to try it. Honestly, my pain tolerance is a lot better now than it is from them, I feel like. I feel like it's grown over the years. So that might be something, you know, acupuncture might be something to try. Honestly, I am definitely down for massage. Massage is amazing. If you haven't had a massage, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like it's one of the most wonderful things in the world. Definitely is on my list of self-care items is to get a massage, because it's just, I can't explain the feeling that you get after a massage. I kind of feel like chiropractic and massage kind of go together, honestly, because I feel like the chiropractor aligns you and gets your body aligned and all of that, and then I feel like the massage therapist just massages your muscles, so I feel like it all kind of comes together personally. So that's, you know, massage. Definitely recommend a massage if you haven't had one. They have massages. I personally am someone who likes a good hour massage. I am the hour massage person. But, you know, I read that, you know, I'm playing ahead thinking about, you know, I want to get a massage and all this. But I've read ahead in some places offer 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, well, 2 hours. in a long time. You know, with massage, one of the important things after a massage is to drink plenty of water. They have massaged at, you know, some toxins, so you want to make sure you drink some water after that. And just relax, man. I mean, it's like a good, sometimes, you know, you get the hour, but then, you know, they talk to you and all of that stuff. So, you know, technically, your massage might only be like 50 minutes or so or something like that. But it's a time for you to relax, let go, all of that. So I like time just to be able to relax, you know, just be free, let your mind go, you know, don't be sitting there thinking about, oh, I gotta do this and this and this, or all of that. So it's just a time to basically be free and relax while someone is massaging you, which I think the massage is awesome and amazing, and I definitely need to go get me a massage sometime soon. Thinking about it and talking about it is making me happy, thinking I need to go ahead and get that massage done. Now that's just a regular massage, but I do want to bring up the fact that they do have massages, and I want to say it's called Maya Abdominal Massages, which basically focuses on your stomach. Now, I have not had one of those. I would love to get one of those because it's supposed to help, you know, with your stomach, rub your stomach and all of that. But I honestly, there are not many people in my area that do it. And then, you know, like all of the, some of them still aren't doing things they used to do prior to the pandemic. But, you know, I was supposed to get a massage. That was for people that have endometriosis a year ago after my surgery. But it did not work out with the massage therapist. I had my appointment scheduled. But then, ironically, like a few weeks before my appointment, she stated she was going out of town. She was on vacation for that week. And then wanted to reschedule, but really didn't have time to reschedule. So, I never got that massage. But that massage also included doing castor oil packs. Which castor oil packs are supposed to be really, really good as well. But honestly, you can make castor oil packs at your house. You can, you know, you can make them on your own. But that's something I need to write down the to-do list. I really need to make a castor oil pack and see if it helps. I know what I've read, a lot of women like them. I guess they have some you can buy as well, but it might just be cheaper to make it yourself. It's not that different. You just need castor oil and, you know, some wool or cotton and all of that, because you're basically making a pack. So, you know, it's supposed to help with a lot of different things. So, I mean, I really, really, really want to try it. just haven't made the pack. But, you know, I definitely want to try a abdominal massage as well. So, basically for the castor oil, you know, they're like, it's some old remedy that was supposed to be used to help endometriosis. And it's supposed to be able to help get rid of excess tissues. You cannot use it on your period, first off. It is something that cannot be used on your period. You can use it before and all of that, but you cannot use it while you're on it. So, based on that, let you know when you can and can't use it. And it's just something that it's, I mean, honestly, some things say you don't even have to use a piece. You know, some of them says you can just rub it directly onto the abdomen, but you've got to, and then like you can mix it with essential oils, or you can apply it to a warm compress. You can do a lot of different things with it, but it's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be able to help you with that. So I think the abdominal massage and castor oil sounds pretty cool. So I definitely want to try that at some point. Other things, I mean, I've talked about different self-care things. Some of it may be, you know, it may not be expensive. It might be something you have at your house. Like, for example, something for self-care. I know something that some people do is they make a, like, you know, you wash your hair and all of that. Well, they have a specific day during the week where they do, like, everything. Just spend, like, spend more time than normal. Like, normally they pick a weekend day and they spend more time than normal doing their hair. Like, maybe that's when you do your deep conditioner, or maybe you do a hot oil treatment, or maybe it's the time where you really, you know, you could flat iron your hair, you could braid your hair, you could curl your hair, just where you spend more time with it. And they call it a hair spa day, which is really cool. And you know, it's just the point of you're taking the time to really take care of your hair and do the extra things that you may not have time during the week to do. So, I mean, how many of us are so busy during the week that we, you know, we wash our hair and we do that, but are we able to really sit there and do a hot oil treatment or deep condition it or do all the other stuff that we need to do? Try new products. We're really not trying to, we're really not trying to try a new product per se right before work, because what if it doesn't work on our hair and it looks like it's funny or anything like that? We don't really want to do all of that. So, you know, you can try it on the weekend and call it a hair spa day. Of course, there's the classic manicure and pedicure, either getting one or both. I know I kind of had questions about people kept wanting to go and get a pedicure, or get their hair done, and all of this while we're in the pandemic. And I'm like, why are we going to go and get our hair done or get our nails done? That's like, we're really not going anywhere because we're on the stay-at-home order. And it's like, you know, like people, of course they were closed during the stay-at-home order, but people were, you know, wanting them to open and wanting to get all the stuff done, beauty stuff done. And it's like, we're on the stay-at-home, it's like, we're on the stay-at-home order, you know, how does that help you? But, you know, it's self-care for them, I feel like. So, they feel like maybe that's their time to escape when they go to the hairdresser to get their hair done, or to go get their nails and their toes done. Maybe that's their escape. Maybe that's like how I feel about a massage. Maybe that's how they feel about the manicure pedicure. I mean, I like a manicure and a pedicure. It's not something personally I go out for that often. I mean, I polish my nails and do stuff like that at home, honestly. I don't really go to a shop to get it done unless it's like a special occasion, or, you know, it's something different that I want to do. So, I mean, you can do self-care at home. So, you know, I like having my nails polished and all of that. You know, I feel like it's something I can do myself. I don't necessarily have to go out to get that done, but some people, they go out and get it done. I mean, they have different things, and I mean, that's fine. But for me personally, I just like doing my nails at home. You know, special treat, then, you know, I might get a manicure, pedicure. I'll probably get a manicure, pedicure, probably. I'll probably get one. You know, my birthday's coming up in a couple months. You know, I might get one for my birthday. Do something special for that. But honestly, honestly. Normally just do it at home. Also, what else? Hair. I talked about hair. Getting your hair done. It's self-care. Keeping your hair up. Keeping your appearance up. So you can do your hair at home. You can go to the salon. You can do all types of things. Your hair. Another type of self-care that some people, you know, it could be, I mean, I guess it could be any ritual that you decide for self-care. Some people take maybe 15, 20 minutes in the morning or evening and they just, you know, read a book, or they sit there and drink their tea or coffee. Some might meditate. It's all about what you like to do. So it all comes down to, what is your self-care ritual? What makes you feel good? What gets you excited? What is something that you feel like helps you de-stress and get through the day and or the week? I mean, every woman is different. I mean, I just shared a variety of examples and talked about some things I like and all that, but I mean, it can be anything. There are probably a lot of self-care things that I did not even mention. Could be, you know, taking a bath. Maybe that's your self-care. You know, so busy during the week, you know, maybe you don't have time to take a bath during the week, because, you know, you take a shower, you gotta get dressed, ready, get out of the house. So maybe taking a bath. I've heard women say, you know, they take bath by candlelight, which I think is interesting. I haven't done that personally, but, you know, to each his own. A bath is good. You know, you could do all types of things with the bath. You could do it by candlelight. You could add essential oils to it. You know, if you like it, you could add bubbles, have a bubble bath. And just let it be time for you to relax and just, you know, just sit there. I like to listen to music, honestly. I'm a music person. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. Love music. So I, you know, when I get time to take a bath, which is normally on the weekends, I'll have music. And I have a speaker I can put in there. You know, I can listen to music and just relax. And I'm not concerned about, I've got to be somewhere at a certain time or this and that. It's just a time to relax and, you know, just listen to music, relax, enjoy, and all of that. So that's, you know, that's so many different things. You know, self-care could be binge-watching TV shows, or it could be watching a movie. You know, it's like whatever gets you to de-stress and makes you feel good is something you can do. Now, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be something free, and it doesn't have to be something big. It could be something simple. It could be whatever you want it to be. For me, self-care, like I said, I've decided to do is to journal. I've decided to start journaling. Honestly, that's one of the big ones. I've stayed, you know, talked about I need a massage and all of that. That's something that I enjoy, but it's not something that, you know, I do constantly. I talked about the chiropractor. Do that on a regular basis for self-care. Other self-care, vitamins. I do vitamins for self-care. I make sure that I keep myself healthy. So I do vitamins and make sure that I've taken all of those. Another thing, really, I feel like self-care for me, and I need to get back to it. Life's been crazy lately, but for me, going on walks, doing those 5K and 10Ks, honestly, was self-care for me, because one, I was able to get out of the house and get outdoors. Two, I could listen to music, you know, have my headphones, 3, it was good for my body because I was moving and working and all of that stuff. And 4, I just felt better after. Yes, when I first started, and since I haven't gone in a little bit, I probably will be sore. So yes, you're sore when you get done. But then you get over it. Your body recovers well. That's not like some other things where you're like sore for days or different things like that. And it doesn't make you not want to do it again. So, you know, that's definitely one of my self-care things that I need to get back to is walking. Because I have noticed a difference in terms of how my body operates, how it feels, based on the amount of exercise I've gotten. I can tell, honestly, when I do get some decent exercise, normally my cramps are not that bad. I haven't gotten as much exercise lately, so I've just been busy with life. It's been cold, rainy, just all this other stuff. I don't like to walk in the rain, honestly, and I don't like being cold. So, I felt like my cramps were a little worse with this cycle. So it's just like little things. Like I really can't explain it, but you notice a difference when you do something consistently and then you stop doing it. So that's something I definitely need to get back to self-care is exercise. And exercise can be anything. It can be walking, running, jogging, bike riding, weightlifting, it could be yoga, Pilates, anything that you'd like to do, kickboxing, just anything. And yoga is something, again, that is on my list. I haven't tried yoga years ago, and I took a class years ago. It was nice, something, that I'd like to try again, but haven't done it yet, so I need to do that. And that's pretty much, the self-care I like. Also, self-care also could be just, again, anything that makes you happy. So, I talked about I do my vitamins. That's another thing, too, is I have decided since before my surgery, but that I was going to implement kind of be healthier and just different things that I could do to achieve that. Now, it's a continuous cycle. It's not like I've done everything. I haven't done everything that I do now at the beginning. Some things I have just started incorporating. All of that. I've taken some stuff for a while, but like some different vitamins. I've taken some, changed some vitamins. Started taking a probiotic, which is, I feel like it's helped me as well. Of course, before you take some of the stuff, you want to check with your doctor and all that, depending on what you're taking. But, I feel like the probiotic has worked well. Personally, I looked for a probiotic that helped with multiple things. For me, digestive care was one of the things that was very important to me because I have endometriosis of the bowel. But it affects my GI system, and that's what they're telling me. They were telling me I have IBS, but I don't have endometriosis of the bowel. It was important to me to make sure that that was one of the things that the probiotic worked on was, for me, it was digestive. Honestly, the one I have, it works on a couple different areas. It works on digestive as well. Digestive is the big one. But then I think about what are my issues, what is my situation? Well, I have endometriosis, as we all know. So, endometriosis affects my what, you know, it's like, what are you having problems with? Okay, you have cramps, period, different things. So basically it helps, it's affecting reproductive, stomach, bowels, all of that. So then, you know, you want to make sure that you get something accordingly that you feel like will help it. I've been someone who hasn't really taken a probiotic constantly. So, you know, this is new for me. I've been taking my probiotic for, I'm going to say, a couple months now. I seem to like it, you know, don't really have any problems with it. But it's, you know, it's something, you know, you've got to remember to take it. And it's just part of, you know, normal. You know, at first I'm like, I've got to, you know, at first I'm like, oh, I'm not used to taking a probiotic, all of this. But now, I mean, I feel like it's good. I feel like it's helped in some ways. I can't tell you exactly how long it took for it to help. But there are just some things that I feel like in the past would affect my bowels more, if that makes sense, than it doesn't seem to now. I guess I'm more in tune with it. So, like, oh, another thing, which kind of, it doesn't go with vitamins, but it kind of goes with health, is I'm keeping track of my food. So I'm doing a food journal, but I do it basically on my phone. Keeping track of my foods and all of that and seeing what goes on from there, then that's what I do. So, let's say certain food, like some, it takes some getting to know your body and kind of knowing what you eat and what sets it off. So, let's say there's a certain food sets you off to have a bowel movement. Well, you know, you need to keep track of that and see how you feel with certain foods. So if you notice a pattern and with that food, then you can avoid it first off. Or if it's something you can't really avoid, then you know, okay, well, I'm gonna be in the bathroom for this and this and this. But that's all part of knowing your body, keeping your food journal and all of that. Actually, I'm tracking calories and what I'm inputting and all of that is why I'm doing it. But I know they say, like, for example, cheese is bad. Dairy, honestly, I guess they say dairy is supposed to be bad for endometriosis. So, like, if you eat dairy, we all eat dairy, but if you eat a lot of dairy, how does the dairy affect you? Like, do you eat a lot? Like, if you eat a lot, like, I'm talking about, like, you'd have to eat, like, a lot of dairy, probably, for, it depends on how sensitive your body is, I guess, but, like, a lot of, meals, or, like, a lot of it at one meal or something. Like, for example, dairy, I think if I have too much, it might cause, like, maybe some bloating, different things. I'm still trying to figure that out, but I try not to have that, you know, try to have that much dairy all at one time, but it's just different things like that. So, you know, and plus I would say still being in the pandemic, vitamins are so important. So make sure you get some vitamins, whatever that may be, to try to help, you know, boost your immunity. I know they talk a lot about zinc and vitamin C and all of that. So honestly, you know, if it's something you're thinking about and you want to boost your immunity, honestly, I would get those vitamins as soon as possible. I don't know if anyone noticed, but during the pandemic, they were out of vitamins. Now, I'm not talking just zinc. I'm not talking just zinc, vitamin C, all of that stuff. They were out of, like, your normal everyday vitamin. Like, I remember I had to get groceries, so that's where I went. Doing stay-at-home orders, you could go to get groceries. So I went to get groceries one day, and I was, when I was in the store, I'm like, okay, yeah, I need more vitamins. You know, I'm running low on vitamins. I think I had maybe, it was probably a week, if that, maybe a week or so. So I was running low on vitamins. So I'm like, okay, while I'm here at the store, let me see if they have vitamins. Yeah, no, did not have vitamins. I want to say the vitamin shelf was pretty empty. The only vitamin they had was prenatal vitamins. And that was just like, I think they only had a couple packages of a certain brand of prenatal vitamins, and I don't even remember what it was. But that was all for the vitamin shelf. Also, depending on what kind of sanitary products you use, pads, tampons, if you use the menstrual cup. Honestly, if you use the menstrual cup, I would love to hear from you because I'm thinking about trying it and want to know what brand is best. But while I was at the store too shopping, I'm like, oh, I'm going to need, you know, I like, you know, pads. You know, having endometriosis, as you know, your period can be unpredictable. I know 1 month, maybe it was 2 months post-op, I ended up having my period twice in the same month. So I like to keep pads on hand just in case that happens again. So I'm like, okay, well, let me, you know, I need to get a package of pads. You know, honestly, my friend was talking about something about, you know, she went to the store and she lives in we live in different cities and states, but she made a comment or something about, pads or something not being, they're not having a wide variety or something like that. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's like next time I go to the store, you know, I'll get, you know, I'll get a package or two or whatever, just so I'm well stocked up in case my period does something crazy. My period did do something crazy during the pandemic. But when I went on the shelf, they didn't have any. They were pretty much out of all sanitary products. The pads, I don't think they have cups because they don't really have that many cups, so I don't think they had any. The tampons were gone. I don't even recall them having panty liners. Just like the shelf was gone. Again, like the vitamins. So it was like, okay. So, you know, that's something to think about. We're going in, you know, we're still in a pandemic. It's October. Flu season's going to be coming. You know, basically, I just tell you to think about vitamins and what you want to take. Something else they claim, you know, something else that's supposed to be good for immunity, elderberry. Elderberry was out of stock during the pandemic for months, I want to say. If you did find elderberry, you found like maybe one. There's like maybe one or two if you could find them. At the stores, oh my goodness, stores could not keep them in. The stores said that this is grocery stores, health food stores, all the stores that have them could not keep them in. As soon as they got them in, they said put them on the shelf, they were gone. So if you're someone who uses elderberry, you know, hey, you better get some while they have it on the shelf. If they still have some on the shelf. I don't know. I got some elderberry a couple weeks ago. And they had some. But I'm thinking they only had a few bottles at the store I went to. But sometimes. And they had a limited variety there. But honestly, if that's something that you want to take, you want to try, it's gotten popular. I first heard about it a couple years ago. Honestly, I heard it at the doctor's office. They talked to me about it. And, you know, that was something like, okay, well, I've never heard of it, all of that. You know, I'll try it. So, I didn't know elderberry, honestly, was popular until this pandemic when, you know, I didn't think I had to get some. And by the time I ran out and needed some more, then it was gone. So, you know, if that's something you want to try or you take, you know, be aware. It's probably going to be a gone again since we're heading into flu season. And honestly, when I have gone, I honestly just see a couple. Like a couple brands, a couple bottles, you know, everything. Like elderberry comes liquid. That was gone. Gummy, that was gone. So they're just taking elderberry everything. So, you know, that's something. Zinc is something. They at the height, they were out of zinc. But depending on how much you can get, you know, a good amount that'll last you. Vitamin C, they were out of. Wasn't taking my probiotics. I don't know if they're out of probiotics, but I just know they were out of all of the vitamins. So, you know, hey, get your vitamins now, I guess, if that's what you want to take. But I have shared some gems today. Self-care, also threw in some things about vitamins. Just want you to be prepared and think about what's coming ahead. Winter, the flu, all of that. Still in the pandemic, it helps to think ahead. Always trying to be honest with you guys and let you know what I'm doing, how I'm feeling, and I'm just like, if you need vitamins, get them. I've noticed, I don't know if it's per se due to what's going on or what it is, but I've just noticed it is hard. The one place I used to get my probiotics, I guess I should say, I can't find them there now. So I'm a little worried about it. So I'm like trying to find another place to get my probiotic. Because, you know, it's like if my probiotic's working, I don't want to not take it because I can't find it. So that's something I'm on the hunt for is probiotics. I don't know. I mean, they still make them. I don't know if they're still in my area. Just stop carrying them for certain reason or what it is. But that is all I have for you today on this episode of Endometriosis Turning to Butterfly. Gave you some things to think about. Vitamins, self-care. Honestly, reach out to me and let me know what self-care rituals either you do now, currently, or you want to try. Which ones do you think, if we're on stay-at-home orders again, that you'll try some rituals? Did you try some while we were on stay-at-home, and did you continue them? Just drop me a line and let me know. As always, I'm interested to know what everyone does in their, you know, self-care, vitamins, anything. Anything I've talked about in this episode, please let me know. Menstrual cups, pads, all of it. We can definitely talk about all of it because I want to learn from you just like I share information. I want it to be a two-way street where I learn from you and you can learn from me. So, with that being said, that is this week's episode of Endometriosis Journey to Butterfly. As always, episodes are every other week, right? Every other Saturday. So, the next episode will be Saturday, October 17th, 12:45 Central Standard Time. And I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for all of the love that you guys have shown me by the listens to the podcast. Again, like I told you, I do this podcast to educate. That's not about me. I really, really, really love sharing my information. I love learning more about endometriosis. Endometriosis is something that's not easy. So I commend all of you that have endometriosis. It is not an easy battle. I've decided that I wanted to do my part with helping to support endometriosis and all of that. So hopefully I am soon. I'm going to talk to you guys about it soon. Getting some merchandise, and a portion of the sales for the merchandise that I do for endometriosis will go back to an endometriosis organization or two. I haven't decided exactly on whether I want to do one or two. I might end up doing two endometriosis associations, but the sales will go for that, and that's the way that I feel like I can benefit and help with the further and continuing to learn more about endometriosis and the research. Because how can I talk about I want research funding but not actually be donating as well? So hopefully you guys can help me with this cause. I will let you know more about it when it happens. But stay tuned. As always, thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great weekend, rest of your day. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.